John 1, 42-46. He led him to Jesus. Looking at him, Jesus said, "You are Simon, the son of John. You shall be called Cephas," which is interpreted, Peter. The next day he wanted to go forth into Galilee, and he found Philip. And Jesus said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, of the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets wrote, Jesus, the son of Joseph from Nazareth." And Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good be from Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see."
Philip found Nathanael and said, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and prophets wrote, Jesus, the son of Joseph from Nazareth." This information was inaccurate. Jesus was not born of Joseph, but of Mary, and was not born in Nazareth, but in Bethlehem. When Nathanael said, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said, "Come and see." We all have a lesson to learn from these words. There are many young Philips among us, who after seeing something of the Lord, have gone out and spoken to others in an improper way, giving them wrong information. Thus, we should not argue with people, but simply tell them to come and see. Nathanael came. Although the Lord did not do anything with Philip, he did something with Nathanael, speaking to him of Jacob's dream. Why did the Lord do something with Simon and Nathanael, but not with Andrew and Philip? There is a principle here, and the principle is this. The Lord does not deal with the first, but always with the second. The first is of the old creation. During the Passover in Egypt, all the firstborn were killed. Do not be the first, for if you desire to be the first, you are finished with the Lord. Never try to be the first with the Lord Jesus. Learn to be the second. If you attempt to be the first, you will miss the mark. Everyone likes to be the first. However, if you are willing to be second, the Lord will do something to you. Simon was second, and the Lord revealed to him the matter of being a stone. Nathanael was also second, and the Lord unveiled to him the house of God.